This year has been a rough ride for me so far. I got out of a 3-year relationship last September, and work has been very hard to focus on. And yes, before anyone suggests this, I am talking to someone, a professional. After a lot of weed usage, many talks with my counselor, and some more legitimate medication, this summer was supposed to be my time to start pulling myself out of a hole. So, I rented this house. New place, new life, new me, you know? It was a nice enough place. 1,000 square feet, one bedroom, 1.5 baths. It even had a lawn that I could see myself mowing throughout the summer months. The landlord gave me the tour before the lease was signed and finalized. The bedroom was a little small, but I wasn't looking for a lot of open space. I just wanted my little piece of the world, and this seemed like it could be it, at least for the 12 months leasing agreement. There was just one weird thing about my meager home-to-be. I wanted to ask more questions when it came up during the tour, but I didn't really want to scrutinize a good thing. I'm afraid I made a big mistake. Murray McDonald was a bigger, middle-aged man with a round face, but weathered hands that he tucked into his back pockets of his jeans each time our tour took a little pause for me to survey one of the rooms. Our conversations, though, most of the time, a half hour lasting or so. I was there that day. It was little more than my eager questions being met with grunts to the affirmative or negative serving as answers. Each time we came to a new spot to inspect, Murray would turn to me, hands in his back pockets, and raise his dark eyebrows, etching several furrows in his forehead as he did so. It was a tired look that let me know just how unhappy the man was to be answering my questions. But I asked nonetheless. I have a questioning nature. My ex said so anyway. This process played out in the living room, the bedroom, both bathrooms. It was simple though. Nothing was out of the ordinary. And I was feeling excited to move in. Then we came to the kitchen, and Murray's demeanor changed entirely. As he walked in, he moved quickly past me, down the narrow lane between the stove and the sink, and leaned his back against the wall on the far side of the room. It was the fastest I'd ever seen him move since the tour began. I'll be honest, it spooked me a little bit. But I shook it off, reaching for the thrilled feeling I'd been reveling in. The kitchen was definitely workable. It wasn't built for a team to cook in or anything, but once again, it would have just been me. Everything was so clean. Clean as I could ever expect. All the fixtures seemed to be in order. Satisfied, I turned with a simple smile and looked at Murray, still leaning against the far wall. He wasn't looking at me. There was no raised eyebrows, no lines of annoyance on his face. His eyes were wide and stared down at the tiled floor of the kitchen. His arms were crossed over his chest, and I spied a thin line of sweat running down his temple. The change from the wary landlord to this alarmed state he seemed to be in now froze me where I stood. I stayed still and quiet for a moment that stretched over the interior of the little house like a mist settling over the world. The moment passed, and I swallowed with little effort and spoke at last. Murray? He jumped at the sound, his eyes wide, locking with mine. The intensity in that stare made me stumble back a few steps. At that, Murray seemed to remember why we were here and shook his head a little and stood up a little straighter before he spoke.
Sorry about that,
he grumbled amicably.
Lost in thought for a minute there, I guess.
No worries, I shakily laughed. It happens to me all the time. Not terribly convinced, I was ready to head out and leave this strange man to get lost in whatever thoughts he wanted. I just wanted to get everything for the house settled and move forward.
Well, this looks perfect, I said with a thin smile.
Anything else I should know about the place before I get moved in? At this, Murray's face dropped a little. He took off his well-worn baseball cap and ran his hands through his thinly patched hair. Returning his gaze to me, Murray stepped away from the wall for the first time since we'd entered the kitchen, and I could finally see that it wasn't a little wall he was standing in front of. It was a door. There wasn't anything special about its appearance. It was a simple white door. The doors in the rest of the house looked exactly the same, but this one, I don't know. In my mind, I thought this meant I had more closet space than I thought, or maybe even a full pantry. Feeling some of the excitement I'd been carrying with me throughout the beginning of the tour, I turned back to Murray, who was watching me closely from beside the door. Then he spoke in a calm, friendly voice, very unlike the tone he favored during the rest of our short conversations.
Well, technically, there is one more room in the house. In the basement.
He said with a small nod to the door. Before I could even react or respond, Murray barreled on.
But I've been using the space as storage for a lot of my own crap throughout the years. The door stays locked, and the only key is mine. I hope you aren't offended, but I just don't want you messing around down there in all my own junk. I haven't kept it real organized, and I worry someone else might stumble and get themselves hurt. You do understand.
It seemed quite reasonable, and it wasn't an outlandish explanation, but my lizard brain was abuzz with the instinct to run from the house. Thoughts of crazy landlords keeping tenants as sex slaves in their secret basement dungeons played out in my mind. My poker face still being shit, Murray must have seen the worry on my face. With a convincing laugh, he put his hands up in the air like he was surrendering himself.
I know what you're thinking. Who is this guy, and what awful things does he have going on in his basement that he doesn't want me knowing about?
We both laughed a little. I didn't feel much like laughing, but it cut the tension a bit. He continued on.
I swear, it's nothing like that. We can take a look if we want.
He took the keys out of his back pocket and selected the necessary key. Again, he looked at me with raised eyebrows and furrowed brow, waiting for a response. After a second of hesitation and a few more murder scenarios playing in my brain, I blinked and answered the man. Why not? The basement was very much just a basement. A concrete floor with shelves and boxes galore. Murray hadn't lied about the abundance of junk down there. He had to climb over several piles of it just to reach the solitary light bulb that hung from the ceiling in the center of the room. Satisfied, I told Murray we can head back up. Back in the kitchen, Murray closed and locked the door once again, returning the key to his pocket. Turning to me, he spoke again with nonchalance and dismissal.
"See, nothing crazy at all. Just a lot of shit someone could trip over. So, do me a favor, huh? Don't worry about getting in here. Not without me."
Looking to the end of what was starting to feel like a very strange encounter, I nodded quickly. This apparently wouldn't suffice. Murray spoke again with harshness in his voice.
"I need you to say it. You will not go down there without me, and you will leave it be."
I stared at him for a moment, not exactly trying to hide the puzzlement on my face. He raised his eyebrows at me again, but the tiredness in his eyes had been replaced with clear focus now. My blood turning to ice in that gaze, I eagerly answered,
"Of course. I'll stay in my area up here. I promise not to mess with the basement at all without you here."
Murray held his cold gaze on me for another swollen moment before apparently deciding that my answer was acceptable. The tour was complete, and I hastily left that house, trying to focus on how good it would be to have my own place and a fresh start. All while that icy stare that older man held on me just made me jittery the entire drive home. Later that week, the papers were finalized and I had my keys. Gathering up some friends, I got moved in with relative ease, and all was right with the world. My buddy stayed over for a while once we were done to enjoy a well-deserved feast of pizza and beer. It was such a relief to hang out and be happy in my new home, filling it up with warmth and light. As it got later, my friends began to head home one by one. When the last one had left, I locked the front door, turned, rested my back against it. I looked up at the house and smiled wide. "It's gonna be good," I said out loud to myself in the house. I turned towards my bedroom to hit the hay myself. Three loud knocks came from somewhere in the house. Frozen in place, I perked my ears, half convinced I had imagined the sound. The silence stretched out forever, and a quiet ringing bloomed in my ears. I let out my breath, trying to replace my sense of calm with oxygen. I began to move towards my room once again. I whipped around. My heartbeat hammered in my ears like an echo of the knocking sound. This time, it was clear where the noise was coming from. The kitchen. Painfully aware of each sound I made, I inched my way back down the hall, through the living room, and into the kitchen. I flipped the light switch and was greeted by that ominous white door on the far side of the room. It was sitting there, waiting for me like it had invited me in for some coffee. In that moment, I couldn't make my feet move forward anymore. I just stared at the door, waiting for another knocking noise to come and my sanity to go. I counted the seconds, then the minutes. 5 minutes went by with me standing stock still in my own kitchen, staring at the locked basement door. After 10 minutes, I was convinced I'd had a few too many and was content to end the night with a few more, laughing a little. I reached the fridge and grabbed a couple of more beers. I walked back to the kitchen entrance and looked back at the basement door. It still looked like it was waiting for me there. I shook off the thought, flipped off the light switch. A thin line of yellow light was leaking through the crack at the bottom of the basement door. I stared at it. There was no way it was real. Or maybe Murray had just left the light on? But I hadn't seen the light on before I hit the kitchen light switch and walked in. It couldn't have been real. That's what I kept thinking. I reached up and hit the kitchen light switch again. And there was the basement door, stark white, and almost smiling at me. "Do you see? Are you sure you saw what you saw? Come a little closer. Take a look." My hand was shaking on the light switch now, and I could feel my eyes bulging in their sockets. Slowly, I took a deep breath and let it out with a shudder. I would turn the lights off, and there would be nothing. It was fine. I was fine. With a click, the kitchen lights went dark once more. What I saw then sent me scrambling back down the hall to my room, and I didn't leave until the sun returned the following morning. The yellow light, still seeping out from under the door, broken only by the unmistakable shadow of 2 feet.
I once again like to thank you for making it this far. I understand that the story tonight was a little bit long, but I felt as though it would have done better than being split into parts. If you are new here and you like the content, please subscribe. If you've already subscribed, then feel free to comment. Let me know what you like, what you don't like. Any ideas that you want for the channel. And by all means, if you can, everyone feel free to share. We could always use a few more. Anyhow, guys, thank you once again. And until next time, sweet dreams.